At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Bringing it in 2023.
Bringing the dad bod in full force after all the pizza I had last week. When you're visiting family during the holiday season, oh man, it's like you lose all self-control when it comes to boozing and schmoozing and eating everything in sight.
Food,
lots of food. So time to get in shape, step it up, keep your resolution going. CNR on FSR, 877-99 on Fox.
We're going to talk about affection and what's too much when it comes to your kids. There's another Tom Brady story.
Plus, big hour because we give away our first bribery ball, our CNR Fox Sports Radio Nerf balls. So listen out for your name. And to qualify, because we're going to be doing this, just leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Say something nice. Tell me I'm handsome. Tell me I don't have a dad bod. And
it might be you then.
Yeah, exactly.
See?
Exactly.
Flattery works. All right, so the big things that made you go, from week 17.
Things that make you go,
Carson Wentz may be done. Dolphins, big letdown. Eagles should have a little bit of panic in them, and I'll tell you why. Because they're playing the Giants week 18. And while the Giants are secured in their wild card spot, if you don't think teams love to play spoiler, especially against a division rival, Danny G's Raiders are playing the Chiefs on Saturday night. That game got flexed a day early. If you don't think Stidham and McDaniel and these guys want to possibly knock the Chiefs out of a potential home field one seed situation, you're out of your mind. They would love that. Danny G, as a Raiders fan, you would love to knock the Chiefs out of that spot.
Remember the last time the Raiders and Chiefs faced off? Raiders were up 17-0 at halftime and had one of their colossal letdowns this season. And remember Carr to Adams on that long bomb. And instead of going for the extra point to tie it with a couple minutes left, McDaniels opted to go for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, and Stidham's going to want to show that, hey, not with me playing quarterback.
And if Stidham played that well against the Niners defense, he could have a day on Saturday against the Chiefs defense.
My big takeaway from Niners-Raiders, because I watch very closely as a Niners fan, is that this Raiders team, which I watch every week, but not every play, you start to wonder, well, how'd this team falter? How'd they do so bad halfway through the year?
Danny G didn't cheer hard enough.
Is that what it is?
There's some speculation,
That's not the reason why. You know, my wifey, she told me, the only time I ever hear you curse and scream is during Raider games. She's like, I like it.
Turns me on.
Hold on. You know, speaking of the Raiders, before we move along from the Raiders, who are going to be playing Saturday night versus Kansas City. And again, that could be a really fun, because the Raiders, after last week, I'm sure the NFL is like, yeah, the Raiders, Kansas City will be an exciting game to flex for ABC ESPN on Saturday. Spock, can you throw this to Danny G, please?
I would love to.
Yeah. Got you a little something-something.
Danny G, a little something-something for you, being that you're going to be a new dad and you're a big Raiders fan.
Check it out. Give him gifts.
Boy.
It's the season to give.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh, Raiders dad.
Nice.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Look at that.
Cool. Very cool.
Nice.
Thank you.
You like it?
Yeah, man. I love this.
Congratulations.
Add that to your already probably overfilled Raiders wardrobe. Yeah. But you know what? Hey. Why not, right?
Yeah. All
right.
Danny's closet, all black and silver.
Yeah, it's like Hulk Hogan. Hey, all yellow tank tops. Danny G, all Raiders.
Thank
before
you
we
guys.
Wrap it up, of course, happy holidays, man. Before we wrap it up with your phone calls, before we start this Tom Brady discussion,
yeah,
you know what else makes me say, like, honestly, just on a personal note, like, the fact that we're already talking about Week 18 coming up.
What?
Like, that really makes me say, ¿Cómo se dice? What? Doesn't it, though?
It does. It does.
I hate how fast everything goes.
Pitchers and catchers report next week.
Yeah, honestly. It bums out. It really does. But you know, what gets me excited, though, is the thought of the Super Bowl, because we will be out there representing, bringing a lot of that fun to you Super Bowl week live from Arizona, Covino and Rich.
Now, let's go to Brandon in Florida. You're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, man? Thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, happy New Year, guys. I was wanting to piggyback off your those playoff teams, Jacksonville, man. We're going to win the division next week.
I believe you're right. I agree.
We were a clown show last week. We were a clown show last year. It was ridiculous. Trevor Lawrence, he's living up to his potential. We actually have a good coach. So just look out for Jacksonville. We're sneaky good, man. We're going on. We win next week. That's five in a row. We've already beat the Ravens. We've already beat the Cowboys.
I believe you are sneaky good.
They are.
I agree with
you. You are sneaky good. I think because they're not a big, huge market team, I don't think anyone cares to talk about the Tennessee Titans and how they just fell off. Like, if that was the Cowboys or, you know, the Bills, or I don't know, I'm trying to think of like a team that gets a lot of press, like the Packers. No one cares enough about Tennessee to make a deal of it. But what is Tennessee?
7-9.
No, but they lost what, five in a row?
Yeah, they fell off hard.
They lost five in a row.
Meanwhile, Jacksonville 8-8, got some momentum going. So definitely sneaky good there.
Everyone thought Tennessee was just, well, they'll be there. They'll win their division, and you know, we'll see what happens. But that team is garbaggio, sucio. That team is not good right now. So Jacksonville is about a touchdown favorite going into that game, and that also is a Saturday night flex game for the NFL. So you got two good games on Saturday. You got the Chiefs and the Raiders, which should be a fun game to watch. And then a game for the AFC South, Jacksonville and Tennessee flex to the Saturday evening game. So you get a little double dose of NFL this week, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, are you ready to talk about Tom Brady and all the controversy surrounding him?
I am, after I just pose one last question. When you look at some of the wild card teams that are sneaking in, and some of the, I guess you would say, division winners that don't necessarily have the records to support they've had a great year. Specifically, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. if they win at 9-8, or Tom Brady and the Bucks, even if they lose, they'll be 8-9 and win the division. Are any of these wild card teams or low end division winners a threat? Or is that just, Covino, in the past, you've loved to point out that
it doesn't
it's great
seem
conversation.
To be that way. It's like in baseball, momentum matters, right? Like, it doesn't matter as long as you make the playoffs. I don't feel the same way about the NFL all the time.
I think the only thing that could burn an NFL team is a big layoff. Like, if a team is so dominant that they rest their starters the final week, and then they don't have to play wild card weekend,
agreed.
And it's been like 3 weeks since they've played. And I think teams have learned their lesson there. But when you look at the potential wild card matchups and the lower end divisional winners, you love to point out that for sports radio and TV, it's really great banter and conversation. Like, they got momentum. But at the end of the day, it's really just fun banter. And do you think...
Because you have to speculate.
It's good. It's fun speculation. But Ramos, Danny G, do you guys think... Oh, man, Tom Brady was hot week 17. Him and Evans linked up. Do you still think Tampa stands any chance to move far in the NFC? Do you think Jacksonville and a pretty hot Trevor Lawrence right now, can they really compete with like a Cincinnati or Buffalo?
I think Covino made a great point about all those three plays that happened being kind of like the same play with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Is that going to happen again?
Yeah.
Probably not,
no.
Right? So I would definitely be worried if I was. And then what is it? Vitania? I believe the lineman, the offense, the defensive nose tackle.
Thibodeau.
No.
Thibodeau.
Yeah, he was out yesterday, so their run game isn't great with him not there. I think Tampa Bay has some trouble, even though they won yesterday. They were down 14-0 at one point. They're in a little trouble, I think, going into that.
As they say, it's fun to speculate, but the writing's on the wall.
Sure.
We kind of know.
And the worst division winner plays the best wild card, and Tampa will be home. But do you really think Tampa has a chance against the Dallas Cowboys?
I mean,
a chance, yeah.
I'll say they have a chance. It's a long shot, but that's what keeps you tuned in to see the impossible. That's the beauty of sports, because you know it could happen.
We could be way off,
chances are unlikely, but it could.
You know, I won't be embarrassed if we're way off. But go around the room real quick. Wild card weekend, 2 weeks away. Dallas at Tampa. No major injuries happen between now and then. What's the Vegas odds? Is it? I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say it's going to be Dallas by like 6.5. What, you think less or more?
Well, when you're a home team, if it was +3, that means that'd be a pick'em, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, usually if the teams are evenly matched, they'll give the home team a field goal. So
right.
Like, if they thought they were evenly matched, it would be Tampa by 3 at home. I think it's going to be Dallas by like 6.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I could be way off. I guess we'll see. What do you guys think?
Yeah, first number that popped in my mind was like 5. 5.5.
Like Dallas minus 5.5?
Yep.
But the reality is, I think that Dallas wins by 3.
You think it's going to be that close?
I do, because look at the patterns. And I've said it, and I don't want to sound like a parrot. I want to keep repeating myself. But Dallas plays down to their competition every week. They're not blowing teams out. They're barely winning. They play to their competition. They don't step up. So if they continue on that trend, yeah, they'll win, but they'll barely win.
The only teams they've blown out were the Vikings and the Colts. Besides that, you're at a lot of close games. They're scoring a lot. I think then throw it on the other side. AFC style. Jacksonville wins a division. Let's say they're 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
They play the best wild card, which ends up being the Chargers right now, maybe Baltimore. Do you think that the road wild card team, whether it's Herbert and the Chargers or Lamar Jackson, hopefully back for the playoffs?
Do you think
they're favored in Jacksonville?
Yes, I do. And I think that the Buccaneers have a better chance of beating the Cowboys than the Jaguars have a chance of beating the Chargers.
Wow. Now, one last question. When you look at the 7 seeds and the 2 seeds, now the 7 seed being the worst team to get in, to sneak in, if that is New England or Miami, or even Pittsburgh, do you think that team has a chance against like KC or Buffalo, whoever slips to the 2 seed? I don't see it either, right?
I don't see that, no.
Don't see that happening.
And you see, you know, and I bring this up primarily because I'm a selfish 49ers fan, and I see a lot of people saying, oh, I wouldn't want to play the Packers right now. If the Packers win and they make the playoffs at 9-8 and have gone on this run where it's like, man, this team turned it around. That will be 5 wins in a row if they win, right? Would you think that Aaron Rodgers going to San Francisco, or do you think the Niners will easily just whoop them?
Aaron Rodgers, has he gone to San Francisco like twice in the playoffs and just gets bulldozed, right?
Gets beat up.
Yeah, they just run him over.
Like, there's a part of me that people are like, yo, you don't want to play one of these hot teams.
I love those lines. Who's that team? So dangerous. Are they?
But Rich, as a Niner fan, does it worry you at all? Because what I'm saying is the Packers are kind of playing with house money.
Yeah. And
because
you know
who cares? Like, they weren't even supposed to get into the playoffs.
Historically, the Niners have
Aaron Rodgers showing off his dance moves and everything. Confidence is growing a little bit.
At times.
Sweet new haircut. Camino, like, you know, different
times,
vibe. He had a different vibe yesterday.
At times, the 49ers have beaten, quote unquote, better Packer teams. So could it be the year that this garbage 9-8 Packers team goes to the Bay Area?
Struggling.
I don't know. So, hey, listen, we could all agree that there's so many great matchups. This is going to be so much fun. This might be the most, I sound like the host of The Bachelor, the most intense season ever. I do feel like this is going to be one of the best postseason ever. Like, even from the wild card on, I'm looking at some of these matchups saying, I want to watch all these games now.
And the NFL loves it, too. They love the talking exactly what we're talking right now.
A huge week for Rich because The Bachelor actually starts in 2 days, I
Look
believe.
Look at that.
Yeah, so it starts this week.
Tacoma and Roger. Hey, Rog.
Roger, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, well, I know you guys are hoping for, the Detroit-Green Bay game to be for the playoffs, but how about if you're a Seahawks fan, you get screwed because these games should be going at the same time that the Hawks games are playing, because if the Hawks win, that takes all the starch out of Detroit. It's just, it's just a freaking money grab by the NFL trying to get Green Bay on Sunday night. It's a money grab.
Shameless. Raj.
Hey, Raj.
How's rerunning D? I'll give you a quarter.
Hey, Raj. Hey. Rich really trying to prove he's a big What's Happening fan.
Best show of the late 70s, early 80s when I was a baby.
I'm a big fan, too.
The Doobie Brothers episode is the only one that played every week, I felt.
Huge.
He's right,
that's
though.
The one where they stole the music, right?
Yeah. We all learned. The
rerun was recording illegally.
We all learned a very valuable lesson. It's like the Different Strokes episode where Dudley gets touched at the bike shop.
Oh, geez.
A very special episode.
I believe that episode was called Dudley Gets Diddled, I believe.
I don't think that's what it was called.
It was a legendary episode.
Diddle Dudley?
Yeah, I remember that episode.
Yeah, it might have been, yeah.
Very special. Jeez. Different Strokes.
Or the episode of Growing Pains where Boner did drugs at a party with Mike, and Mike went home. Very what? Special episode.
Yeah, very special episode.
Did you talk to your parents afterwards?
Nancy Reagan taught me not to do drugs when I was a child. I do wonder, the NFL, because last night...
And by the way, this is what happens when the caffeine hits.
When
Rich goes from the 49ers to Dudley from Different Strokes.
Yeah, it's how I roll.
Yeah.
In the blink of an eye. I'm watching... This is funny. I'm putting my kids to sleep last night. I have my phone under the... Because my kids... It's dark in the room, but I'm laying with my son trying to go to sleep. I'm watching the game on my phone under the bed sheets because I don't want the light from my phone. And I'm waiting because I'm like, when are they going to announce what the flex games are? Because I know there's an NFL committee that goes through the games because they don't want what Roger just said, which is they don't want a team to have an advantage or disadvantage. And the Seahawks are... at quote a disadvantage here, but I don't think they could have made it right for everyone, because he's right. If the Seahawks win, Detroit's out. So would that mean that the Green Bay Packers would have an easier game because the Detroit Lions would be like, even if we win, but I still think they're playing to win, but they're not playing to make the playoffs.
Right.
So advantage pack the schedule.
Thank you, Roger.
Advantage Green Bay. But I think obviously the NFL and everyone, wouldn't they want Aaron Rodgers to make it? Isn't that sort of the story, right?
Of course.
After the rough start, to have him and Tom Brady sneak into the playoffs.
And they're clicking, by the way. I mean, he spoke very confidently at the press conference yesterday about how it seems like they got a new team and a new vibe going. They're finally clicking. So good for them.
Well, hey, any final thoughts on the NFL Week 17? And they did make all the announcements this morning. If you missed it, just check it on your phone. I mean, there's nothing really to tell you. The games are all Sunday. The games are reflects to Saturday. Kansas City Raiders, Jags, Titans, and then, of course, Sunday night is Detroit and Green Bay. Covino and Rich, and we want to also remind you that we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. In fact, I was just talking to Covino the other day, no joke, about one of your other credit cards and how you were trying to figure out where your points are. It's not easy.
True story.
We could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Now, coming up here on Covino and Rich, we're going to give away our very first bribery ball for you.
This is how you start off a new year, by giving back to the Fox Sports Radio Nation a little something from us, CNR on FSR, to you. A free football for liking our podcast.
We have more Covino and Rich next on Fox Sports Radio. And, of course, TireRack.com. We are from the TireRack.com studio. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. They're just a phone call or click away. Website packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide.
Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advan tire, the all-season Avid lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results,
ratings.
National network. Ratings.
Gold, baby, gold.
National network of over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day.
In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation. That means they come to your house or your office. How sweet is that? Tire installation on your terms, a game changer.
Telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports. See for yourself. It's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's a 41-yard attempt. If Gold hits it, Raiders are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. There's the snap. No timeout called. Gold heading towards the uprights. He missed it! He missed it wide right! Yes, let's go to overtime one more time.
Robbie to win the game in overtime. He has it there, and it is good! The 49ers have beaten the Raiders in overtime. 37-34.
That's from the 49ers broadcast and, of course, the Raiders, Las Vegas Radio Network. The Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive, making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I ask for Flo if she's there.
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Flo,
she's
you there? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I use Progressive. I got a great deal on my car insurance, so hey, thank
it's
you, Progressive.
Covino and Rich, we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this hour is going to be fun. We got to talk about Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
He's always controversial. He's always polarizing. He's always in the news.
We're running out of time way too soon.
I have a random thought about Kevin Durant. If we have time, if not, can we wait till tomorrow?
We're not going to have time for any of this.
We're not, right?
None of this. Can we do something before we give away our first bribery ball? Hey, man, this is going to take too long. Everything's going to take so long. But I want to play a little something called Way Too Soon Predictions. Can we do this just real quick? Or are you not prepared for this? Do you want to wait?
I mean, it sounds like you want to play, so how about you do it, Nostradavus? And I'll listen.
Fine. Okay, I was going to say, if you looked at...
You know what would have been great? If you would have just mentioned it during all the commercials we played.
Is this the year that we all start wearing silver suits? Is that way too soon of a prediction?
Yes, it's the year we all start wearing silver suits and have flying cars. 2023.
My prediction? Rich is going to be sad come February, what, 13th?
Think the Niners are going to lose in the playoffs or when?
When's the Super Bowl? The 13th,
the 12th.
My prediction.
So Super Bowl's on a Monday.
Covino's going to be scrambling to come up with something that Rich just made up on the spot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So go ahead. Carry
my
on.
My prediction.
I'm good. Hey, we there's no script here. No suits, no scripts. Let's go. What do you got? Let's make predictions.
If the playoffs were to start, I did my little simulations of like, you know, I'm picking Cincinnati to win tonight. Don't ask me why. I just feel like Joe Burrow, these guys, and that would make Buffalo drop to the 3 seed, which I think is wildly crazy because they could be the 1 seed or the 3 seed.
They're also at home. They're good. It's not that impossible that they beat the Bills.
Let's go. If week one of the wild card, the playoff started today, it would be Green Bay at 49ers. Who do you got?
Green Bay at 49ers. I'm going 49ers.
Giants at Minnesota.
Giants at Minnesota. I'm going Giants.
Whoa!
Yeah, sorry. Scott Shapiro.
You're fired.
Huge Vikings fan.
Yeah, now you're going to get the Jelly of the Month Club bonus instead.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling the Giants lately.
No more parking space for
they
you.
They won 30. Yeah. Exactly.
Kavino's, right? Kavino's building pass doesn't work.
I lost my monthly meatball payment.
Dallas at Tampa.
Man, I'm rooting Tampa, but I'm going Dallas.
Dallas?
Yeah.
So, realistically, all the teams are filler, except for Minnesota, because you think the Giants are going to win. But so, Eagles, 49ers, Dallas, and some other team you think will be the final four anyway,
right?
I mean,
did you
think
the Vikings were going to get whooped like that by the Packers?
I mean... I thought the Packers might edge him out because it meant a lot. It was in Green Bay,
yeah, but I didn't
think it would be a murdering.
Yeah,
and then
they had their way with the Vikings. Like, it made me lose confidence in the Vikings, and not just me. Their fan base is worried.
And then, regardless of where the seeding is, let's say KC gets the bye, Miami at Cincinnati. Yeah, especially with their quarterback disarray.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens at Buffalo.
Buffalo.
So no matter how much we love to talk about all these fun scenarios, are we really just looking at KC, Cincy, and Buffalo, Niners, Eagles, Dallas?
It's always the usual suspects.
It's like you can have all these little shenanigans all you want. Like, ooh, what if like Jacksonville gets hotter? What if Tom Brady goes on a run? Like,
there's always one surprise, maybe, but most of the time it's everyone who you thought would have been there.
And I think those battles are going to be legendary. I really think this is going to be a postseason for the ages. All right, you know, let's give away a bribery ball, shall we?
Not all balls are equal.
Balls to the walls with Covino and Rich.
You bake the balls.
I don't want anyone rubbing them. To me, those balls are perfect.
You gotta feel them. You gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect.
I love it.
Yeah.
Bribery ball time. Danny G, take it away.
Time for CNR bribery balls. We admit it's a bribe to help our podcast and it continue to climb. All you got to do is go to your Apple Podcast page on your device, type in Covino and Rich Show, scroll down past the last week's shows, and you'll see the big overall score. Right next to that, it says write a review. Click on it. You have to have a username, but it's easy and free to do. Click on 5 stars if you want to give the fellas 5. How many stars you guys think you're worth?
Definitely
it's like
3.75 stars.
Thank you,
let me
Star
tell you,
Search.
I've held their balls in my hand already, and they are top notch.
They're nice, right?
Bribery yeah. The bribery balls.
The bribery balls.
By the way, they're Nerf footballs.
They're
all black. One side says Fox Sports Radio. The other side says Covino and Rich.
You're going to love playing with our balls.
Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, and again, we're not above bribery. Everyone says, hey, your podcast numbers each week, they keep going up. And we're not above bribery. It's really what it comes down to.
We want to give back and say thank you.
We're going to give these bribery Nerf footballs away all week long, starting right now, as we promised for the new year. And when you win, we'll mail it right to you.
Perfect.
All right, so you guys ready for the first winner?
Let's see. Who is the first winner that you picked?
The username here is TVBad012. And the title, Super Entertaining. Five stars.
Oh. Nice.
I cannot say good enough things about this show. I don't actually even like sports talk because I find it to be somewhat formulaic and a little stuffy at times.
Oh, stuffy.
But it doesn't even feel like a sports talk show. It feels like entertainment. And these guys just happen to be talking about sports. The Mike Tyson trivia has me crying in laughter.
Nice.
Keep up the great work.
What a review.
From TV Bad 012.
Like hey, it. First winner of our bribery ball.
So Danny, what, yep. They have like 30 days to redeem their prize?
Yes. So TV Bad 012, you have 30 days to email us. I'll verify it's you and mail out your CNR Nerf football. Send your email to me at crprizes@yahoo.com. That's crprizes@yahoo.com.
crprizes@yahoo.com. Congratulations, TV Bad 012. Now, leave a review and listen out for your name. We'll be doing this for the next few weeks, CNR's Bribery Balls. And thank you again for subscribing to our podcast for free.
For free.
Nice.
Also, if you are a contestant tomorrow for Iron Mike Trivia, you have a chance to win a Nerf ball.
This is fantastic.
We're incorporating listeners now?
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
Nice! Yes,
look at the big announcement.
All right, well, on that note, let's get an update from our pal, Brian Fenley. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, Covino and Rich? Yeah, we've got one prized game happening right now at the Rose Bowl where it's 14 apiece. Said afterwards, quote, I told our players this game was revenge for the 1932 Rose Bowl game between USC and Tulane. They didn't know what the heck I was talking about. Close quote.
Yeah. You know, Brian, let me tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times when there's rivalries or, you know, legacy matchups, we forget sometimes that the players are so young, especially obviously in college sports, but even in the pros. Like, I think you notice that during, like, big-time rival matchups. It's like, last time these teams played, a lot of the players are like, yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. They really are not as in the loop as the fans are.
Yeah, especially if you were born after that game happened. We're seeing this more and more, no question about it, guys. It's crazy to think about how many different playoff scenarios are out there. There's still so much to be decided. I can't remember, and maybe this is just poor memory on my part, where we're going into a last week of a regular season, and there's still so much to be determined when it comes to the NFL playoff landscape.
I love it. Brian, Covino will tell you, I'm annoying with it, because I just keep going to like little playoff simulators, and I'm like, ooh. And I think the easiest like long shot path to the playoffs is the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Steeler fans should not be like totally thinking, oh, we're out of it. From what I understand from my little, simulators, if my simulation machine, if Buffalo beats New England and the Jets beat Miami and Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh's 9-8. They continue Mike Tomlin's over 500 streak and they would make the playoffs as a 7th seed. So Pittsburgh, believe it or not, it's not a crazy long shot because I think Buffalo beats New England. It's just a matter of Pittsburgh needing the help of the Jets beating Miami, but then again, Miami, it might be on like their fourth quarterback.
Now, we could talk about all these possibilities, Rich, or we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards.
Wow. You know?
Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Did you say rewards?
That's why I laughed.
Pretty sure you did.
I did. CNR on FSR and the number is 877-99 on Fox.
Last can we web it?
Oh, you got your credit card rewards, I see. Rewards. Oh, cash those in for a flight back home.
Covino and Rich.
Wabbit haunting season.
Shout out to everybody on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks again for subscribing to our podcast for free and qualifying for a bribery ball. Thanks for playing along today. And look, it's getting late early, as Yogi Berra said. So let's talk about Tom Brady.
Okay.
Like we promised. Now, before his big win over the Panthers this weekend, I don't know, he was chilling by the pool. I don't know where he was. I don't know the backstory. I really don't care. All I know is that he posted these pictures that went viral. I don't think the backstory really matters much. Because he loves his son. Now, it's not the first time he was criticized for PDA with his kid, right? Or showing some sort of affection and posting about it. But the internet's divided about these pictures about Tom Brady. So we want to know your thoughts.
I have a strong stance.
And Rich has a strong stance on it. Now, it's his 13-year-old son, and there's a picture he posted where he's coming up from behind, and he's giving him a kiss. Very much how, you know, Joe Biden smells people, according to social media.
Stop.
We've all seen the. It's not a political stance.
I mean,
why do I got to stop it? It's not a political. I'm not making some sort of political stance.
I mean, there's a lot of memes of Joe Biden sniffing people.
We've all seen the Joe Biden it looks like memes sneaking up from behind.
Looks like he likes to sniff the top of people's heads.
Exactly, right? We know what I'm talking about. So it's Tom Brady, you know, kissing the back of his son's neck. And then there's another picture of his 13-year-old son laying on top of him. And they're sort of like comparing feet. Like, it's like a look at our feet.
Like legs intertwined.
Yeah. And people are like, yo, this is a little too much between father and son.
And I have a thought on it. And you might be shocked or not, but I have a complete firm stance on this. We'll get to that next. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more about Week 18, what we have to look forward to. And, of course,
tonight
we got maybe the biggest game of the regular season in a long time tonight, Bengals-Bills. So we'll get to all that live from the TireRack.com studios. More next on Covino and Rich.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
CNR on FSR, Happy New Year, brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Great, great choice, Ramos.
Of course, Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Did you say bundle or bunda?
I said bundle.
Bundle.
My wife's taking a butt class. It's called just end like it there. Some bunda workout.
Why
like
does
it's
she need like to a, take a class? She's married to an ass.
That is true. But it's like it's almost like a good CrossFit one. Orange Theory, but it focuses on the butt.
She's married to a butt head.
Good one, Spot.
That's really best joke of the day.
Joke of the day. Oh, man.
Major buddy.
Yeah.
I would hope that if one of you went down like in the middle of the show, like you passed out or something, that the other one would just keep going.
Yeah, much like Ramos played Casey and JoJo. We talked yesterday about how yesterday Thibodeau was doing snow angels while Nick Foles is like convulsing on the field.
Oops.
Casey and JoJo years ago, if you have not seen the clip, one of them just falls. I'm pretty sure it's JoJo that falls. And Casey just keeps belting out, "All my life." And JoJo's just laying there, thud, on the ground.
Well, so. Spotty's putting a clip together from our show. He does it every day. So play along at home at Covino and Rich on social media. And like I said, it's getting late early. I want to remind you, tomorrow, Iron Mike Trivia, Mike Tyson will be here. We'll play some trivia with one of you, Fox Sports Radio.
Nice.
Give away more bribery balls.
Nice.
So stick around for that.
Good-looking Nerf footballs.
Yeah, man. I'm digging it. And
good-looking balls.
Rich, you said he had a strong opinion, so we got to get to it because it's getting late.
Tom Brady, kissing his kids, being all affectionate. If you have a problem with showing your kid affection, then you're the weirdo. I know that.
True, you could be projecting your weird ideas.
I think you're projecting your weirdness on others. Like, listen.
But there is a time in a kid's life where, you know, you stop being that
and,
way.
And they'll let you know, right? And they'll let you know. And if he wants to be affectionate, I'll tell you what.
But you also have to keep in mind, not everybody's raised the same way.
Oh, trust me, I was not. My family, I give my dad awkward, like, handshake, half hugs. Like, hey, Dad. My mom and I are very much like, hi, Mom. Like, hug. My family was not very affectionate. I'm overly affectionate with my kids. Every day my kids go to school, love you guys, I'm so proud of you. Come here, give Daddy a kiss. I kiss my kids on the lips. They're 3 and 5. There's going to come a time, very soon I'm sure, where my daughter's going to be like, Dad, and it's gonna feel like it's the right time to no longer kiss your kid on the lips. But if they're a little kid...
Turns into the top of the head.
Turns into the top, yeah, the forehead, and then I think it's like, it makes sense. The progression of how you show your kids affection changes. If Tom Brady wants to hug his boy and kiss him on the back of the neck, if you think there's something weird about that, I think you're a freaking weirdo.
I think that the people that do have a problem with it have to understand that everybody's different. The same way I acknowledge, oh, okay, so you don't kiss your kid? You don't do that? Okay. I guess you're just raised to think that's not an appropriate way to behave. I understand. I just think there needs to be an understanding here because, you know, Tom Brady's trying to do something nice.
Everyone's
and
different.
It's great to love your kid. There's nothing wrong about that, right? People should love their kid even more, I think.
There's so many layers of parenting that are different from parent to parent. Like, for instance, some people you grew up with, they talk to their parents about their sex life, about their party ways. Like, Mom, I was at a club and I was drunk and I hooked up with the... And then there's other people that don't even... They've never cursed in front of their parents. Everyone's relationship with their parents is different.
Exactly.
I think that if you have a problem with Tom Brady smooching his kid on the back of the neck and snuggling up with him, that's your parent.
And you can only do it for so long. That's the thing. Like, Tom Brady's probably at the cusp of, yeah, these memories... These moments, I should say, are pretty much done. Yep. His kid in another year is going to be laying on dad like that by the pool.
I see 0.
So you try to take it all in while you can.
I have 0 issues with this. In fact, I'll
tell you what, though. My dad was not doing that growing up. I don't remember the feeling of his mustache on the back of my neck.
But you know what, though?
But I am a very affectionate dad, but I have a daughter, right? So it would be odd if I was giving her that much affection and then posting about it, too.
But then again, everyone's different, even culturally, right? Like, I grew up in a very Italian area in
Long
Rich, Island.
Tom Brady has to know
but what I'm
that
saying,
he's going to get some
I'm saying,
backlash.
One of my ex-girlfriends, Brooklyn girl, super, super Italian family. Her, like, uncles would give me, like kisses on the holidays, but like too close to my lips, like a kiss on the cheek and I would feel like man stubble on my face and be like, it just felt weird to me. You know, foreign people have different, you know, cultural understandings
mwah!
Of this.
And then mwah!
Yeah, you know, like people, we...
It's like, geez, Uncle Nunzio, how many mwahs are we giving?
Yeah, Uncle Nunzio gave me 6 too many kisses. My point is that Tom Brady, I got your back. There comes a point your kid will let you know when it's a little weird.
That is true. That is true.
You know, my daughter said to me,
and by the way, this kid should have a say, you know, in that, hey, Dad, you know my kids, my friends, my peers are on social media, and I'm going to get a lot of flack for this.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. I got a 13-year-old daughter.
Their dad.
If I post a picture of my daughter on social media, she's, like, upset by it.
Their dad is Tom Brady. You know what his friends' dads are? Frank the accountant.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's okay.
It's still his dad. It's still somewhat probably embarrassing to some degree.
You know what my daughter said to me? When I drop her off at school, I give her 3 kisses on the head. I'm like, three quick kisses. And I go, Daddy loves you. I'm proud of you. Go have a great day. And she said, can you do that in the car and not in front of my friends?
See?
And she's exactly. 5.
Well, all right. Your thoughts at Covino and Rich.
We'll see you tomorrow. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico.
Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.